I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party! Smooth,
gentlemen, mood. Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
First show done and dusted, Sarah.
First national show. Were you nervous?
Oh, totally.
Major.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very nervous indeed. But we're done. And I feel good being an early bird, just saying. I'm feeling really positive about waking up this early.
Yeah, I hope.
You're not feeling.
I don't know.
Are you
awake? I'm still a bit of shock that we just did that, actually.
I feel like you're one of those people that, like, is asleep but with their eyes open right now. The way you're looking at me, I'm like, wow.
That's how I went through that entire show.
Okay.
Couldn't you tell?
Doesn't fill
that
me
explains
with...
so much.
All right, guys, here it is, our very first show. Enjoy.
Can I just say what an honour it is to share our first day on our national radio show with an international Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
What kind of day is that?
I don't know. Around the world on 22nd of January. Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
Okay, hold
on.
So the cats...
Who comes up with these kind of ridiculous dates?
They're saying that cats have questions for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's ludicrous. Cats don't care that much.
Well,
they don't want to engage with us, Sarah. We know better than that.
I don't even have cats. But if I had a cat and we were chatting about the news of today, this is what it might sound like.
Lee's and Sarah's top five at five. Ish.
Okay. I'm busting to make a move on this. Ed Sheeran and his fiancée Cherry Seaborn have announced their engagement and declared we're very happy and in love and our cats are chuffed as well.
Hmm.
And their cats have issued a statement saying, don't you dare speak for us.
Number four.
Kim and Kanye have announced their new daughter's name, Chicago West.
I mean, it's nice. It's different. It's unusual.
You have to be kidding me. Pregnant felines. Oh, I wasn't finished there, Scotty. Pregnant felines everywhere are waiting for the rise of the name Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Now number three. Chris Martin will apparently be best man at his ex-wife Gwyneth Paltrow's upcoming wedding. I just think this conscious uncatling is a load of kitty litter.
Number two.
It is, Sarah. Now, Jennifer Lawrence, Cameron Diaz and Adele have joined in a Women's March event in LA in a bid to flush out the perverts.
Did you get it?
Get it? Did I do the purr okay?
Scotty's like, don't ever do this again.
Number one.
Nick Kyrgios's defeat at last night's Australian Open has Aussie cats licking their wounds in solidarity and sending him stay positive vibes. Yes, we'll be here all hour until 6 a.m, folks.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, yesterday my husband Dane and I went on a treasure hunt.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
It wasn't. it was a treasure hunt in the bottom of our basement. Well, I guess we live in a big house and the bottom of it is sort of empty and we're about to renovate, right?
Mm.
So we spent the entire weekend going through an entire, like I would say, I don't know, I'm really bad with space, 50 square metres. Is that big? Is that huge? It was huge, okay? Of Dane's stuff. Not one item was mine, okay? It was boxes and boxes and Bunnings containers full of, I can't even tell you.
Is
I don't
he
even
naturally
know
what... a hoarder or is he holding on to these relics from his past?
A bit of both,
okay?
So not one thing belonged to me. Everything was his and I, as a good wife, sat beside him and said, let's sort it.
I don't think you did. I think you were probably like, let's throw this.
Yes.
Let's throw it. Let's chuck it. Let's bin it right now. Off to the dump we go.
Correct.
It's the new kind of date night.
So, that's right. So we opened one particular box and amid, like there were cables in knots and all kinds of things, flags from his athletics date, like just garbage, absolute garbage, no proper sentimental mementos.
Well, not to you.
Mm. Not to me. But he pulled out one item and his little eyes lit up.
What was it?
A Walkman. Okay.
Like an old cassette Walkman.
A cassette Walkman.
Wow,
from
that's retro.
So retro. I'm guessing it would have been like 80s.
Yeah, 80s. Because it was all about the Discmans in the 90s.
Well, he had two of those in that box too, but he didn't see those, so I turfed them. But the Walkman he saw. And he was like, Lise, this is going to be worth a mozza one day, right? And I was like, well, there's a problem with that, is that the batteries have leaked in it, Dane. You can't even pry the thing open. No, no, it doesn't matter. I'm keeping it. I'm going to do something with this. So now we have this Walkman that's crystallized in acid battery sitting on our kitchen table like it's some sort of trophy.
Was it a good brand? Was it a Sony or something?
I think it was.
Yeah, she'll be right.
I don't think she will.
I think he's onto something. I think that probably will be worth something one day. Because there's all kinds of things that are coming out saying that if you still have them, they're worth good dosh. I mean, my sister has rung Mum to try and find out if she kept any of her old Polly Pockets.
Oh, I remember
they were
those.
Like the Shopkins of the 90s.
80s, 90s.
And apparently full sets of those are worth a few grand now. I mean, who would have thought?
I had those.
I just thought they were a punish when you stood on them. A bit like Lego.
Yeah, the same. It's the Lego equivalent. Look, I don't know if this Walkman's going to be worth anything because, again, it doesn't work. It's not in usable condition, as I've said to him. But guys, 131060, I want to know, what are you holding on to because you think it will be worth a mozza one day, right?
Yeah.
I just want to throw it out.
Is it a relic or is it rubbish?
Okay, 131060, what are you holding on to? Or dob people in?
Bring it on.
131060, what are you holding on to because you think it's going to be worth something?
Sarah, I've never seen a man hold on to so much garbage.
I don't think that is just solely something of Dane's domain. I think that it is a very, very typical behaviour. It's glory days kind of stuff. You can't let go of any footy jerseys, anything from youth.
He had birthday cards from his 9th birthday. The man is 38, okay? See, we're opposite ends of the spectrum there. I read them. I go, thanks, Nan. Bin.
Do you even have a heart?
Not really. But Dane does because he has held on to everything from his past. Now, one item that we came across that really sparked conversation between us was a Walkman, probably circa 1989, I think. His very first cassette Walkman that he thinks is going to be worth a bomb. Okay, so we've been asking you guys on 131060, what are you holding on to because you think it will be worth a lot one day? Because I don't think Dane's Walkman's going to be worth anything.
Well, I think it will eventually, maybe in another 30 years or so, when enough of them have sort of been binned across the world. And that one with the wonky battery acid in it that you're holding on to will be the winner. Did you find anything else?
Oh, look, he did find one thing that I think I'm going to put on Gumtree stat. We found a boxed Atari 2600, so that's an old school game console. I think it was one of the first proper, like a Nintendo.
Well, that's good. That would be worth something. Have you priced it? Of course you have.
Of course I have. he doesn't know I have. He wants to hold on to it for the kids. I'm looking at about $250 to $470.
I think hold on to it for longer.
You reckon?
Wait till it gets to at least 1K.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Jay on 131060, have you got something you think is going to be worth a bit of dosh one day?
Hi, girls. Yeah, my dad does.
What's he got?
He's got an old school silver tea set.
Well, that doesn't sound that interesting. What's special about it, Jay?
It's made of pure silver.
Ooh, that's...
He was given to him by his neighbour, an old Italian man, when he was 5 years old. He said, you hang on to this, it'll be worth something one day. And we tested it with a magnet, it won't stick to it, it's pure silver.
Jay, how much do you and your dad think this silver tea set is worth? Like, how much are we talking here?
I don't know. He saw one go on the news with over $100,000.
Oh,
really? Like, it's an old 20s, like something that you'd see off the Titanic sort of thing.
Ooh. Oh, Lise wants to know if you'd swap a boxed Atari for that full silver tea set, Jay.
Okay,
he has an Atari as well.
How much does he know how much it's worth?
No, he doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
It's all about the tea set first. Okay, that's a high standard to set. Hey, Diana, what do you have that you think will be worth a bit of money?
Hi, morning. I've got click clacks.
You've got what?
Click clacks. Do you remember they're like two billiard balls on a string, and you used to hold the end of this little plastic I don't know what it was, and you'd have to click these balls up and down in this circular motion, and they used to break your wrist.
Yes, oh. It was a popular toy in the 70s, right? I wasn't born then, oh, Diana. But
all the fun the children had before screens, hey?
All right, so how much are we talking here, Diana? Have you put out some feelers?
Oh, no, I think they'll be worth absolutely nothing. They used to break your wrist. But I just can't part with them. And I've got an old Coca-Cola yo-yo too.
Oh, yes. Nice. That was from the 80s. I had one of those. I reckon the yo-yo will be worth more than your click-clackers. Going out on a limb here, Diana. Hey, Sam on 131060, what do you own that you think is going to be worth something?
Hi, yeah. Yeah, I didn't buy it. My dad bought a Betamax video cassette recorder, and he's got a few video Betamax cassettes. Fortunately,
yes.
My brother's a technician and can fix it to make it still work.
That's got to be good, yeah.
Keeping it in the family.
I'm umming and ahhing now, straight in the bin. And that, of course, the missus has been sort of like twisting the arm to throw in the bin, and I've been saying otherwise.
She sounds like my spirit animal.
Yeah, and what is it with all these dads who are hoarding things and obviously passing them on to their kids? Hey, Sonia on 131060, what do you have in your possession that you reckon is going to be worth something one day?
Lego.
Yes, talk us through.
Like old school Lego?
Yeah. I've got Lego from when I was a kid, which my children fondly remember as vintage. And
they're so rude. So rude.
I know. But I also bought all of the sets of Lego from the first Lego movie, and we haven't opened them because Lego will only ever make one first movie. So
you are smart.
You are an ideas woman, Sonia.
But this is the thing, Sarah. See, I have to open things. I can't buy something and then leave it in the box.
Well, that's because Sonia is actually purchasing it as an investment. And I mean, there are full Lego sets out there that go for thousands of dollars these days, don't they?
Yeah. And if you've got memorabilia that goes with it, so, you know.
But see, if my husband was like any of these callers, Sarah, that'd be great. I've got a Walkman, a crusty Walkman with battery acid leaking out of it. This is not like click clackers and Coca-Cola yo-yos, all right? Marie on 131060, round us out.
Oh, snap.
Ditto.
Good morning. Well, to preface the story, I'm 50 years old and gay, right? So you need to know that before I tell you. I have a long snake of cardboard Coke cup.
Yes.
I got on the night of my first pash at Dubbo McDonald's.
I don't know what I'm more worried about here, Marie. Dubbo McDonald's or a stack of Coke cups?
No, it gets better. It was after the Wawa Knee concert.
That doesn't make it better.
Glory days. They pass you by. Glory days. Okay, well, I don't know how much a string of Coke cups has got to be worth, but it's got to be less than your crusty old Walkman.
I mean, we ended on high at Dubbo Macca's, I reckon. So.
Does it get better than that? Lise, the things emergency room doctors and nurses must see absolutely fascinates me. I mean, I've had a couple of nurse friends and they've got some horror stories from the front line that are thrilling and horrifying to listen to.
I find them thrilling.
Yeah.
I love these type of gruesome stories.
This one, because this next story takes the cake, or maybe I should say sashimi. I don't know if you've heard about this, okay? But there's a 30-year-old bloke over in the US who ate a lot of sushi, okay? He had raw fish pretty much every day. Just had a real hankering for it.
I get that. I love a bit of sush.
You do. Yeah. Well, you may change your mind after he turned up to the emergency room with stomach cramps, a bit of gastro-like symptoms, and he felt something moving around in his belly. He thought it was a lot of gas.
Yeah, nice.
I know it's early, but this is the story. I'm sorry.
Bon appetit.
And then he actually felt, I don't know how to say this in a ladylike way, something near his anus. And
his rear end would have done it. Yep. God.
And the doctors extracted I'm trying to use medical terminology, a 5 foot long tapeworm.
Okay.
That's about 50, 60 centimetres, the size of a 10-year-old kid.
In height. But they're only thin, aren't they?
It doesn't matter that it's thin.
No, it doesn't.
It had been living in his intestines, and he caught it from eating this particular type of raw salmon over in the US.
I'm desperately clenching right now. Sorry.
Do you know how long tapeworm can grow to?
Okay, so this
Nine feet. That's you, lying down.
Was alive inside him for a very long time.
I guess, well, the tapeworm was dead, so they couldn't ask it. But I'm assuming that it was in there for...
Okay, this is problematic.
From the larvae stage.
This is problematic for me because I have recently discovered poke bowls, which are Japanese, Hawaiian, raw fish and veggie bowls, and I'm mad for them. So now I'm not so mad for them. So why? What is it about salmon or raw fish?
This particular type that's in America can carry this... Little larvae worm thing, and that's what happened.
Yes,
so I think we're safe here in Oz, but it certainly tells you something about your cravings, doesn't it?
Does Combantrin work on a tapeworm? I'm loading up at Woolies after this.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
So an Aussie father from Western Australia has come out saying that he has cleared his debts in 6 months by investing in cryptocurrency, Bitcoin specifically.
Of course he has.
Yeah. Well, look, he was one of the early adopters, okay? Don't be too hard on him. And he's been clever with it. He's making now up to $2,000 a day.
Well, that's lovely, Liz, but I think the key words that you said there was early adopters.
Yes.
Okay, so these are the people who jumped on the Bitcoin train back in 2008 or thereabouts. I mean, if you're talking about Bitcoin now, you're too late, and I'm sick of hearing about it.
Well, I wanted to because our producers were like, come on, Liz, let's do it. And I was like, okay, but now you've been like poo-pooing it and saying you're never going to make a buck.
But don't you think, aren't you sick of hearing about it?
I am.
I don't even understand
it. I am. Well, look, I know. Well, here's what we think about Bitcoin anyway.
Are you looking for ways to alienate your friends at dinner parties, but pyramid schemes are too full-on for you?
Do you enjoy pretending to be more intellectually superior than your peers?
Have you got cash to splash and are frothing for fictional fortune?
Uh-huh.
Well, Bitcoin is for you.
Yahoo! If you played Sims as a kid and loved building non-existent empires, then cryptocurrency is the answer.
And even though early adopters are the true winners, you only live once and bankruptcy is the new black, but mostly red.
Need proof?
Nicole Kidman made it to the cover of Vogue, but guess what?
We heard she got paid for Big Little Lies in Dogue.
And how do you think Gina Rinehart topped Forbes Australia's rich list?
She's been mining Ethereum for years. How about the rumour Queen Liz has cashed in her ripples to pay for Harry and Meg's wedding day tipples?
It's a crypto crown.
Oh, my!
I mean, gosh, plastic surgeons are accepting Bitcoin for breast augmentations. They call it Titcoin. And how's about that cryptomaniac gastroenterologist?
He'll put a camera inside your bowels and happily get paid in shitcoin.
Phone 1-800-GULLIBLE and sign up today for just 85 simple payments of $4,000 with absolutely no money-back guarantee.
And the first 50 callers will receive a lecture from Ross Greenwood.
Bitcoin.
It's a bit all right.
Well, there you have it.
We're not jaded at all.
No. We're getting the wrap-up music here,
we're getting
Liz.
Played out,
show
Sam.
One done and dusted.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.